on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
I got an email today from my credit card company. Half the time I don't open those. And they told me that they were lowering my credit line. And I immediately am blaming David Hochberg. I don't know why, David. You've kept it. The one thing that's always a little unsettling about our relation, David, is how much you know about my financial life, considering you did my mortgage for my house. But as you can back up, I got like near perfect credit. And I was shocked to find out they were lowering my credit line because I pay that thing off every Friday, like you and I have talked about. So it never gets up that high. I had a $20,000 limit, never got anywhere near it, and they lowered me to $5,000. What is going on?
What does that tell you? Why would somebody reduce your line of credit?
They're worried about people taking a lot of money on their credit cards in the near future.
Correct, because defaults on credit cards are up. Balances on credit cards are up. Consumer spending and delinquencies on credit, car loans, car leases are at record levels. The amount of debt that the American consumer, not you, but the American consumer is carrying on their credit card is still at record levels. You have consumer confidence decreasing. You have unemployment going up. It's been going up. You saw all the jobs that were are revised down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all of these signs are very worrisome. If you're a credit card company, you're seeing unemployment skyrocket. You're seeing all of the missed payments go up. So what are you going to try to do?
They're getting ahead of it.
You're getting ahead of it. It's just like the HELOC. Remember in 08? I know you were probably still in high school, but I was doing mortgages in 08. And coming into 08, all of the banks that had HELOCs out froze homeowners' HELOCs because they saw the decreasing in the value of the homes, and they were getting ahead of it and not letting consumers, homeowners, gain access to the liquidity that they had in their home that they had on their HELOCs. So the credit card companies are getting ahead of it, John.
Yeah, well, so, you know, I don't mind particularly because I don't think I was going to need it, although that's what everyone says right before they need it. But it just, you know, part of a credit score, a big part of it is how much credit access you have, as you know, David. This is going to cut significantly into that. So I would expect a ding on my score.
Yeah, okay. If you had lower credit scores than you do, right, and you're in the upper 1% of the credit, you've got outstanding credit. So somebody like you and other listeners who have a profile like you that have got ridiculously great credit, having your limits be reduced because it has to do with availability. We talk about it all the time. And by paying your credit cards off every single Friday, like you've been doing, great advice by some guy on the radio, you're staying ahead of it because your utilization is always low. So the impact that you're going to have on your credit score is going to be negligible, as opposed to, John, other listeners who have availability but have large balances and are only paying the minimums. That's who is going to get absolutely squeezed, and their credit scores most likely will go down because they are losing availability, and their utilization, right, is going to be higher with less availability. So that's going to hurt their credit score. It won't hurt you.
I don't mind. Yeah, and I don't mean to bring this up as like a personal story, but simply that I know that I bet there's listeners out there that are getting similar emails, and I'm curious about that, and I'm glad you put that in that perspective. That was my thought, too. It was like, well, this is one of those flashing yellow signals about how a credit card company thinks about the next few months and years of this economy. Not to overstate it, but it was an email I had never seen before and was kind of surprised to get it. I'm going to be in for you this Saturday, my friend. I know you got some busy stuff you're going to be doing out and important stuff. But I look forward to hosting for you on Saturday and giving a real professional touch to it.
Well, I appreciate it. It would be nice to have a professional host when Wendy and you fill in for me.
Oh, yeah.
And Dane, it's actually got it sounds like a professional radio show instead of the clown show that we do every single Saturday when I'm hosting it. I understand. And here, you know, since you didn't ask, I was at the East Bank Club, called my mom to ask where my Uncle Jeff was because my Uncle Jeff worked in the World Trade Center.
And
he was a bond trader who had friends at Cantor Fitzgerald who perished in that event. And back then, we couldn't get through because all the cell phones, if you remember, were jammed, and we couldn't get through to anybody in New York. I'm from New York, and my family's in New York. And I'm like, hey, where's Uncle Jeff? And then you saw you could roll a bowling ball down Michigan Avenue, for everybody that remembers that, because everybody that got off the trains back then turned around and got right back on the trains and got out of towns. And I remember the F-16s flying overhead. I lived at 2800 Lakeshore Drive, so you had F-16s that got scrambled out of Milwaukee, because I talked to one of those pilots that did a loan for one of the pilots that was in the Air National Guard based up there, and they were scrambled in the Chicago airspace in like 2-3 minutes. They hit the afterburners and were circling around Chicago. So yeah. Scary times back then. I remember that. So yesterday.
Yeah. I remember it too, my friend. You said earlier I was in high school in 2008. No, I was, though. It was my senior year in 2001, and I was getting ready to read the student announcements, as I did. Of course I was. And I got a tap on the shoulder from the principal, and he said, John, you're not going to be making the announcements today. I've got something I have to say.
Wow.
And stood in that room just – anyways. We're a little late for –
it was horrible.
We're a little, yeah, it certainly was. Well, thanks for sharing that, David. And take care. Have a good weekend. We'll chat soon, okay?
All right, Dave. Take care, buddy.